The action. The sound. The pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Ferkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is third quarter action. Excuse me, fourth quarter action here. Get a little ahead of myself. Again, we're about to start this fourth quarter, 28-20 here. Center Grove has got the lead. Again, look at that fan field goal. And quite the day of festivities over here. You know, that's what I love about this rivalry, is although there is kind of the fan animosity, and we can see it a little bit on the field, what a great day of festivities for both sides of the team. Center Grove doing a great job of bringing out a great fan base. And, of course, Carmel always brings out their student section. It's big and loud tonight. Just a truly great game to be at.
And, you know, when you always have these mid-conference games, both sides are going to bring a lot of fans and a lot of noise as the Center Grove offense is going to come back onto the field. They will have a four-wide set going in the true shotgun. He has Morris to his right, Calvert, looking to take the snap here to start the fourth quarter. The blitz coming from the Hounds. That one will be complete across to the 45-yard line. A great catch there from Devin Hensley. We called him earlier in the first quarter, but coming up with another big catch to try to cut into this seemingly intimidating first down situation from their own 40. So second and 16 will be coming up from the right hash in their own 47-yard line. 11:33 remaining in the ball game. Center Grove in control of the lead and possession. They lead by 8 points. Coming out, same formation, four wide set. They split the difference. Morris in the backfield. Calvert will take the snap. Four-man rush. That one's up in the air, and that one will fall incomplete. As Noah Burks completely laid out for that one, but couldn't quite get to it. It's going to set up a third and 16, and what would be a huge stop for the Carmel Greyhound defense to get their offense back onto the field. Crowd starting to get into it a little bit right now, as Calvert is heading towards the sideline.
We're looking for guys like number 93, Sean Stetson, to come up big here. Stetson racking up two hurries last game against Trinity. It would sure be nice to have another one of those right now. Third down and long here.
Third and 16, same formation, four-man set. We're going to get some movement on the offensive line. And Kendall Hune pumped up about that one. Looks to be a false start, moving Center Grove back even more.
Luke Calvert not happy with his offensive line there. And some of the, it is tough sometimes with this crowd noise and things like that. It is tough to hear the count. But there have been way too many false starts today and just confusion on that offensive and defensive line for you to blame it on the crowd.
So it will be a third and 21 this time, becoming much more intimidating for Calvert as he fakes the handoff, has some time to throw over the middle, finds his man O'Brien with a diving attempt. He makes the catch across the 43-yard line into Carmel territory, but it will be fourth down in about 6 or 7 yards. Let's see what they elect to do. Calvert wanting to stay it onto the field, it looks like he is right now. So 10:58 remaining in the game, still 28-20 in favor of Center Grove, and that offense talking it over right now is Calvert still standing in the middle of the field. But now it looks like the punting team is going to come out for Center Grove and the Carmel Greyhounds with the opportunity to regain possession.
Center Grove only going 1 for 3 on fourth down conversions last meeting here with Carmel. Good decision here.
So the punt is coming up. Will be fielded cleanly. We have penalty markers everywhere. Let's see what this one is going to be called. Could possibly go either way. We will have a delay of game penalty, it looks like, against Center Grove. That's the second one of the night for them, backing them up 5 yards, but giving their punter just that much more room to work with.
And we saw that punt there, Matt O'Brien, not hearing the whistles. We got a little bit of a taste into his leg. He's kind of struggled here tonight, but on that last punt, booting it into the end zone, so maybe a positive to take out of this penalty. Gives them a little more room to work with. They're going to send two backs to receive this now instead of one.
Carmel bringing out Zach Woods and Landon Sinis as defensive backs just in case of the fake. This punt is away, and it is a beauty inside the 20. Baldridge is going to take this one in a huge hit. but is able to retain possession. He's going to be down at the 12-yard line, taking a big shot there from the special teams core.
You got to give some credit to Jason Baldridge right there. That's a tough catch to make. Sometimes the ball is hard to judge. That's why you didn't see him call that fair catch there. Way to hold on to it, though. Big hit from Center Grove. Could have gone south really fast, but still maintaining that 28-20 lead there for the Trojans. So now the Greyhounds are going to come out backed up almost into the into their end zone. It looks like it's about the 12-yard line here. It's a little more room than I thought. 10 minutes remaining in this ball game.
So trailing by eight, Isaac James will come out with two wide receivers, Baldwin and Roberts. And he's going to give that handoff to Perkins off the left tackle, breaking tackles all the way across the 25-yard line. And he takes a big shot right there by from number 26, Alex Ackerman, who's been all over the field in this one, but he will get the first down. So with 10:08 remaining here in the game, still 28-20 in favor of Center Grove. And it will be Isaac James remaining. They're going to come out with a two-wide set. Robertson Baldwin out to his right. He's going to give that one off to Perkins again up the middle, still moving for a couple extra yards, riding the defender there for a gain of about seven.
And they keep calling that read option, and it just keeps working. Isaac James, such a playmaker there as your quarterback. Something we don't mention a lot, but the decision-making on his side, it takes a lot to give a junior that kind of control and power.
Same formation, James from the pistol, two-wide set. Is going to hand that one off to Perkins, shaking a tackler across the left tackle. He loses the football. It's out on the ground, and Center Grove is going to recover that one in Carmel territory.
So a forced fumble there. Looked like number 25 and 21. That is Cole Fresher there, a defensive back. First time we've called his name. And, boy, we have called Zach Hart, number 25. He has had a great game, some big-time tackles, and now a big-time forced fumble. It's going to result in a Center Grove possession. So, again, like we talked about, game is not over. 9:30 remaining. Again, the score 28-20. But Center Grove's got some good field position at the 37-yard line.
They will come out with the full house. They have split backs. They're going to give it up double reverse over towards Norris. Davis giving chase towards the left sideline. Now Zach Woods coming up with a shoestring tackle as Norris was headed towards the sideline trying to go north to south. But instead is tripped up for about a gain of four.
So Zach Woods, again, coming up big. He's been all over the field tonight. Mitch Davis was kind of tracking him down a little bit. But again, we talked about it before. That secondary has been coming up big, making a deep presence here in the backfield.
And not too much time ran off the clock there for this Carmel Greyhounds defense to get some rest. So let's see if the fatigue factor will be coming into the rest of this game. Looking strong on that one. Second and six from the Carmel 33-yard line as Calvert will come out split back formation. He has O'Brien as the wideout. Give it off to Lane Morris. He's into the open field and a nice tackle right there by Luke Parker, saving a touchdown for the third time this game.
That's number three for Luke Parker. Touchdown saving tackles. And I know we say it over and over again, Jesse, but Center Grove is just beginning to run on the Greyhounds now. They've got over 396 yards now, and they're nearing that 400. And actually, excuse me, they just passed that 400-yard mark. So what a game offensively for the Trojans. 8:27. The clock is running now, folks. 28-20. Center Grove still got the lead, and they're breathing in on that red zone.
Same formation, split backs with one wideout. That is still O'Brien out there. Give it off to Morris up the middle. He's going to be met at the line of scrimmage by Vic Rowe and the rest of his crew. And he is not going anywhere. Second and 10 coming up. They're going to bring in Mitch Lindgren right now. It looks like he is going to replace Sam Story as one of the linebackers. And that's the thing with these this linebacking crew. You can rotate a lot of guys in, a lot of veteran players. And, you know, a lot of them can get the job done just as well as the next guy up situation. 7:46 remaining in the game. From the Carmel 18-yard line, we will have a second and eight coming up as Calvert will come back out in that same formation. Vitito now the wide out to his right. He's rolling out. He's under a lot of pressure. He's going to have to run with it. Might have the first down. Sondel's giving chase, going for the ball right now. And he's going to be stopped just short of the 11-yard line to bring up a third and one. Lindgren, who just entered the game, coming up with a tackle there. Clock still ticking away. 7:14 and counting right now. Third in a long one, maybe two, from the 12-yard line. And, John, what kind of play are you dialing up here if you are Center Grove?
I'm hesitant to run it up into that linebacking core. Mitch Lindgren had 10 tackles last game. He's already chalked up another one. You've got single coverage with Woods on the left side. I might try to throw it out there.
And they're going to give it off to Norris this time. He's going to go right into the end zone off the left tackle, and that's going to be the two-possession score right there for the Center Grove Trojans to put them up 14 points, 34-20, with 6:47 remaining in the game.
And, folks, we saw this last game with Trinity. Trinity was able to go up, actually 34-21. The Greyhounds only have 20. But right after that happened, we saw that big kickoff return there. Austin Roberts, folks, the game's not over. 6:47. Looks like we've got some deja vu.
And a lot more time remaining on the clock this time around. Carmel has two of their timeouts remaining. Seth Northern will come with a big extra point attempt, and that one will be up and good to make it a 15-point game. So Carmel, in some situation, is going to have to go for two.
The Carmel Greyhounds are back in action, and so is the WHJE sports team. But this year is better than ever. John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the same expertise with a new sense of style. We're taking this football season to the edge.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 35-20 in favor of Center Grove. 6:47 remaining in the ballgame, folks. And it's been quite a game. One of the things we haven't really brought up is the fact that, folks, big plays have been the kicker in this ballgame. And that is really what's set aside really just this big scoring from Center Grove. They've done a great job of racking up some serious points off of big plays. If you take away some of those big plays, especially from Max Norris, you've got a different ballgame right here. In fact, that's two scores right there. You've got a 21-20 ballgame. And the Greyhounds are still in it.
And Max Norris, over 200 yards and three rushing touchdowns in the same game. And this one's still not over. They have 316 rushing yards as a team. Carmel coming out the very balanced attack, 166 rushing as opposed to their 151 passing. So we see the two-quarterback system start to take its shape here as the kickoff is away. This one, a booming one way back into the area of Perkins. He's just going to let that one go out of the back of the end zone, as he was running at that one like a wide receiver, so electing to go with the safer route.
And a smart play there by Chris Perkins. Heads-up play to let it go into the end zone. A lot of guys just want to try to pick it up. See a lot of mistakes made down near the end zone, a lot of game-changing mistakes. And you can't afford to turn the ball over in this situation. You're down two scores. And not just that, but you're down two scores and a two-point conversion. So now the pressure is on here for the Greyhounds. They're going to bring out the senior. They're going to bring out the captain. They're going to bring out the man, John Lampe, number 7. He's going to try to lead this team to victory here.
Four wide set. They split the difference. And Perkins in the backfield from the pistol. Lampe is going to take the snap. Has some time to throw now. Has to step up. Being chased from behind, Lampe is going to have to rush forward. And he's going to be brought down for a minimal gain. Maybe getting back to the line of scrimmage will be about a 2nd and 9 coming up.
And from the naked eye, that doesn't look like a very good play, but I've got to give credit to that heads-up play there by John Lampe, doing a much better job of staying in the pocket there. And he let it collapse to the very last second there, trying to find someone open. Heads-up play by Lampe.
Same formation from his own 21. Looks way deep to Roberts, who is not able to corral that one in. A lot of contact and a strike there from Lampe, thrown in there with the tight coverage by the Center Grove Trojans right there, with Zach Hart breaking up that one on a player who's a D1 recruit. So very impressive job right there by the defensive back. 3rd and 9 with 6:11 remaining in the game. 35-20 is the score. And, John, do you believe this is 4-down territory for the Greyhounds?
It's a tough call. Let's see what happens here on 3rd down. Then I'll give you my answer, all right?
So we'll be same formation, 4 wide, Lampe. And that one would set up about a 4th and 15 situation.
I think my answer is no. It's a tough call, honestly. the clock is running. You're just under 6 minutes. You're down two scores. But you got to be smart. You got to play with your head, and you got to punt it here. You got to let Adam Kramer try to give Center Grove some tough field position. They're going to get good field position either way. But you got to rely on that defense. You got to trust him. You got to ask him to step up.
Kramer will be standing at his goal line right now. The ball will be snapped from the Carmel 12. Ready to set this one up, and this one will be fielded cleanly by Kramer. And this one is up in the air towards the 40-yard line. Much called. And Aukerman's able to come up with it, but we do have a penalty marker back near the 40-yard line. So this could be a big shift in field position either way it goes.
Again,
5:19 remaining in the game. 35-20 is the score. The ball is spotted right now at the 45-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds, and that will be a personal foul against Carmel, and that's going to move the ball potentially 15 yards up on this one. So a costly mistake if that is the case.
And the penalties just keep racking up for even both sides of the ball. And if you're Carmel, you can't be committing personal foul penalties this late in the ball game. You're down two scores again. 35-20 in favor of Center Grove. 5:19 remaining in the ball game. You can't be giving up free field position to a guy like Luke Calvert.
So they will set up, instead of the 45, it will be the 30-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds. With 5:19 remaining in the game, this rushing attack with Calvert will come out. Split back formation. He's got Fetito out to his right. Gives it off to Morris, left tackle, and Sondels is able to wrap him up in the backfield for a tackle for loss, joined by a couple of the other linebackers of the Carmel Greyhounds. So 2nd and 10 coming up right now for Center Grove, this time coming from the left hash. Exactly 5 minutes to go as we speak, still a 15-point game. As Luke Parker is going to jog off the field, Riley Smith will re-enter the game as that free safety position, getting a couple substitutions for the Trojans right now as they break huddle. The clock still ticking away. They have plenty of time left on their play clock. 12 seconds for Calvert and counting. Taking his time with this one. No need to rush. You're in control right now as he is going to give this one off to Norris off the left tackle. He's still moving, and another big hit by Riley Smith is going to knock him a couple yards back, setting up a 3rd and long.
Good play there by Riley Smith. The ball is still in play, so the clock is still going to run here. We're nearing 4:19. 3rd down and about 9. So this is a huge play for the defense. They've got to come up with a stop. And, Jesse, do you risk a field goal in this position?
If you do, if you make the field goal in this situation, you go up by 3 possessions. Depending on the range of the kicker, you're going to have to pick up some yards here on this play on 4th down. Split backs, they go too wide. Give it up the middle. To Lane Morris. We do have a penalty marker in the backfield, but he's going to be awfully close to a 1st down marker. It looks like he will have it, and it's going to be holding against Center Grove. So another frustrating penalty. That one might have been able to put this one away, but coming back instead on another 3rd down opportunity.
But what a break for the Greyhounds. I mean, you have to be sighing a sigh of relief there. And so now it's a Christmas present, a free gift. Call it what you want, but this is that time where that defense of Carmel has to step up now. You've got that offense in a hole. The momentum has been taken away. You've only got 3:45 left in the ball game. You have to make a stop here in this position.
3rd and 18 with 3:45 remaining in the game would be a huge stop for the Greyhounds after they get that penalty on the last play. Another lot of penalties in this game on both sides. It's been a physical battle nonetheless. Clock still running at 3:30. Calvert with the play clock running down. 5 seconds. He's going to hand this one off to Norris off the left side. Zach Woods giving chase. He's going to give it an effort right there. Going to be about 4 yards short of the 1st down, but a big run on 3rd. About 3:10 remaining. Let's see what they elect to do here. That offense is staying out onto the field. It will be about a 4th and 4 opportunity. It's Calvert pleading with the coach, and he is going to get that appeal. The offense will stay out.
Again, it's important to remember here that last game, our last showing against the Greyhounds. Center Grove only went 1-for-3. But if this is that one, this could be that game-ending one.
Split backs, he's got O'Brien. He's going to give this one up the middle. It's going to be awfully close. Both teams pushing all the way through. And Lampe already jogging out onto the field as if the Carmel Greyhounds have made the stop. Does not look like he made it across the 20-yard line, which is what was required to get that first down. The clock will stop at 2:36, and the Carmel Greyhounds will take over on offense.
So what a stop there by the defense. Very scary play there, but Ryan Sondels and company are able to come up big. You got to give credit to that secondary, too. They've provided so much aid this game. You know, guys like Luke Parker, Riley Smith, Jack Conway, the list goes on and on. Just the depth of that defense has come up big. So now we see John Lampe. He's got a true two-minute drill here to get two scores.
They're going to come out four wide set. Baldwin, Baldridge, Pearson, and Roberts. They split the difference there. Perkins in the backfield from his own 21-yard line. He's looking to pass and finds Pearson on the sidelines. Nice precision pass right there. Threw it only where Pearson could get it for about a gain of 5. The clock will stop, and only 3 seconds go off the clock on that play. So second and 5 will come up from their own 26-yard line. Lampe will come back out with the same wideout set. From the pistol, Perkins in the backfield. Almost gets him to jump off sides. He's looking for that same spot right there, but that is batted down at the line of scrimmage by Dylan Dallas. Coming up big on that play, set up 3rd and 5.
We've called that name before. Dylan Dallas has come up big on that defensive line. Put a lot of pressure on Lampe. Made it hard on that young offensive line to keep him contained. So 2:28 here remaining in the ball game. Trojans up 35 to Carmel's 20.
And no secret, the Carmel Greyhounds trying to air it out right now as he will take the snap. He's going to give it off to Perkins on a surprise draw play up the middle, and it looks like he is going to have enough for the first down, and the clock will stop due to the first down rule there. So 2:23, and the Carmel Greyhounds will move the chains at their own 33.
And Lampe still trying to keep those guys moving, trying to catch the defense off guard.
Same four wide set from the pistol. He's going to take the snap, looks to pass over the middle, finds Austin Roberts at the 40-yard line. He's going to race towards the sideline. Now racing upfield at the 15, he's going to be brought down in Center Grove territory. Has a first down, and the clock stops once again.
And I love that play by Austin Roberts, because as he cuts across field over to the left side, he's about to meet four different defenders for Center Grove, and that speed is just so quick. He's able to get about 4 or 5 extra yards there.
So four wide set, 3 to his right this time with Baldwin over towards the left. He throws it to him. He takes a shot. That one's going to be about a gain of 7, but he stays in bounds, and the clock will continue to run 2 minutes exactly as Carmel's still trailing by 15.
And you would have liked to see the Greyhounds do this earlier in the game, treat it as a two-minute drill. They run a very, very, very good no-huddle offense.
Comes back out, splitting the difference with the four wide set. They have Perkins in the backfield from the pistol. Looks like they're bringing the blitz this time. He takes a big shot, but has to throw that one way down the field, having to throw that one away under the pressure. Stops the clock, but it will be 3rd and 4. He's looking for Baldwin there down the left field side. So 1:36 and counting. Been efficient so far on this drive. So off the 3rd and 4, they are going to come back out with that four wide set with Roberts, Baldridge, and Pearson over towards his right side with Baldwin alone on the left side. Perkins still remaining the tailback. From the 44-yard line of Center Grove, John Lampe on third down will drop back the pass. Good protection, finds Baldwin over the middle. That will stop the clock as they move the chains.
So the short yardage gains here are keeping the chains moving, but it's also keeping the clock moving. 35-20 in favor of the Trojans.
Four wide set, same formation this time for Lampe. First down and 10. The clock starts with the ball set. Lampe directing the offense, trying to get the snap off in a hurry. He does. Here comes the blitz. He's looking deep down the field to Baldwin. Baldwin's going to get under and the touchdown. And that one is going to bring it into a one-possession game, 26-35, and what a fingertip catch there by Thomas Baldwin.
And so just like last week, John Lampe able to hit Thomas Baldwin on the left side of the field. Baldwin walks into the end zone untouched. Great catch by Baldwin, placed in a position that only he could get. And so, folks, again, like we said, 35-26 here. And they are going to go for two. Lampy in the offense trying to get it within seven.
So this is big right here, a nine-point deficit right now with a minute 21 remaining. So they're going to bring in Nate Becker. Now he's going to jog back off the field. Four wide sets, same formation that they just threw that touchdown pass from. Lampy is going to drop back, looking in the end zone. Finds Baldwin with an incredible catch with contact, and they're going to call that one incomplete as he was not able to keep possession all the way through to the ground.
Big play there by Gavin Everett. He had another really nice tackle earlier on in this drive. And Baldwin not able to hold on, so a real hole for the Greyhounds now. They're going to be down by nine. So this is now a two-possession ball game. And again, Jesse, like we said before, the little things add up. And that missed PAT there by Kramer, caused by those penalties, it's now reflecting later in the game.
So now, instead of making it a one-possession game, you have to go down there twice. Could potentially get that field goal, but with a minute 21 remaining, you're going to need a couple onside kicks to help you out here. Let's see. The Carmel Greyhounds almost able to convert on one last week, but called back. The ball did not go 10 yards initially before touching one of the players. Nonetheless, trailing by 9, 26-35. It will come out with the kickoff crew. Kramer lining up in the middle of the field. Looks like Austin Roberts, Landon Sinis, Ryan Sondels, a lot of the members of the Hands team from last week's onside kick are out on the field right now. Joey Scott among the players. Big, big play in this one. Could decide the outcome here as they all run towards the right side of the field. Kramer will line up. Sinis, the lone man on the left. That one bouncing around, and that one will be fallen on there by Center Grove, and they will take possession at their own 48.
So with a minute 21, it looks bleak here for the Greyhounds.
Coming back out will be Calvert. Carmel only has two timeouts remaining. We see there that one timeout taken earlier of that punting game really making a difference right now. Going to need some help here from the Center Grove Trojans, and his defense possibly causing a turnover on a rushing play. They're going to give this one up to Morris up the middle. He's going to be tackled for about a gain of four. Timeout called immediately by the Carmel Greyhounds.
And now we're going to see a late flag being thrown here. Maybe a late hit. Number 71 looks a little shaken up for Center Grove. Officials are conferencing now. Middle of the field here.
Waiting for the official call on sportsmanlike conduct against the Carmel Greyhounds, and that is going to give them a fresh set of downs and 15 more yards to work with. Let's see if they're going to have to burn that timeout on the Carmel Greyhounds side. Still says two on the scoreboard. Nonetheless, frustrating mistake right there. The minute 16 remaining, Carmel still trailing by nine.
And the defense, you got to give them credit today. They have stepped up. But you've got to give even more credit to that Center Grove offense. You know, they found holes. They've made plays. They've aired the ball out. They've completed passes. They've done everything right. And right now the scoreboard reflects that.
It looks like Center Grove will line up a possible victory formation here with a minute seven remaining. They can burn a lot of clock right here as the clock will continue to run, and that just might do it for this one. Calvert will take the snap and take the knee. And Carmel, let's see if they're going to call that timeout. The clock's still running at 50 seconds and showing no signs of resistance right now. And finally, we get a whistle here. Waiting on the call. They're going to conference with Coach Wright here. A lot of time went off the clock before that timeout was given by the officials. So timeout now called by the Carmel Greyhounds. They have one remaining with 46 seconds left in the game.
So they've got one remaining here. I wonder what the thinking is here, calling a timeout. You're down by 9 points. I mean, you need a serious miracle here. And so we're all just kind of awaiting the finalization of this ball game. It's been quite a fight from both sides of the field. But unlike last week, Trinity came out and didn't play their best ball. We thought we'd see more from the quarterback, Reggie Bonifon, but Center Grove has really come out today, and they came out ready to play.
And if you look, if you like offense in this game, this was the one for you. 448 total yards for Center Grove and 389 total for the Carmel Greyhounds. A lot of yardage going up and down the field, a lot of scoring. They will take a knee, and we are going to get another clock stoppage here. The last one from the Carmel Greyhounds with 43 seconds remaining. Possibly a punt attempt coming here on this after this 3rd and 12 situation if the time allows it. But we'll see when the officials get the ball set. That's when the 25 seconds on the play clock start. But with 43 remaining, Carmel out of timeouts, trailing by 9.
So again, the Greyhounds last match racked up 477 yards to Center Grove's 340. And it looks about flip-flop now, and the outcome is expected. Center Grove, if something doesn't go completely south in Berserk, they'll walk away here with a 35-26 W on that, and then a nice win in a mid-conference rivalry there. And talk about Carmel going to have to turn around next week and face Lawrence Central, another mid-conference, another 6A ball club at Lucas Oil. And so we're going to see the victory formation. Here's the knee.
Play again. Clock will start. They have 12 seconds. No, now the play clock will start. A little bit of a confusion going on there. So there's about a 6-second difference. Will be a 4th and 13 situation for those keeping track. They're at the Carmel 35-yard line. This will leave the Carmel Greyhounds with about 6 seconds to work with, as Calvert is going to run away from this one, and he's going to try to burn out the rest of this clock, running backwards, kind of in a backyard football situation, and he's going to be thrown down, and that will be the ball game. Instead of taking a knee, decides to take a big hit about 20 yards back. But ending the ball game and keeping the ball away from the Carmel Greyhounds, Center Grove will win on the road 35-26 and bring home the copper kettle.
So very interesting play call there at the end. I don't know whether you call that unsportsmanlike or just smart. But obviously both teams shaking hands now. All is good. So what a game there by Center Grove, Jesse. Any last thoughts here?
I think it's time for the players of the game for both sides. If you're looking at Center Grove, I think you kind of have to give it to Max Norris. Over 200 yards rushing, 3 rushing touchdowns, was the big play threat all game. If I'm looking over towards the Carmel side right now, I got to go Austin Roberts. Had a big touchdown reception early in the first half. Had a great lethal play there set up with him and John Lampe over the middle several times. We haven't seen that so far this year. A lot of good offense in this one, 447 total yards from Center Grove and then 389 from the Carmel Greyhounds.
Very good game. I think I'm going to have to give my player of the game here to good old Isaac James. Isaac James really came out here, and I like his presence. His numbers aren't that high. You know, he doesn't get a lot of the credit when it comes to passing, but he is just such a decision maker back in the pocket. You know, with whether it's a read option or a QB draw or QB choice, just does a great job of making decisions, and that's something you want to see from your junior. So, folks, I think that's going to wrap it up here for us here at WHJE. The Copper Kettle is going to go back with Center Grove. They're able to pull out the W. Final score, 35-26. In favor of the Trojans. For Jesse Smith, I'm John Perkins. Be sure to tune in next week as we announce live from Lucas Oil Stadium. Thank you for listening to the voice of the Greyhounds.
Our name might be The Edge, but we take it easy on 91.3 Carmel.